Chapter 5. Managing Goals and Performance. Managing by Results. For a team to work well, everybody has to concentrate on real results, not on the process of achieving them. Employees then have a lot of independence, using their own abilities to reach goals in their own way. The opposite way of managing, which is often called command and control, means managers check everything that their employees are doing. There are lots of reasons why you should not manage in this way, but it is impossible in a remote setting. Instead, by concentrating on results, you can allow your team to be free to control their time, while it also makes it easier for them to take responsibility for achieving their goals. Unlike in an office setting, where you can put up a big dashboard with the important information and results for everyone to see, it is difficult to show and share a team's results in a remote setting. The best way to share this information is to check that all employees can see it on the communication channels, and to motivate people to look at online dashboards with messages like "almost there on this month's goals" and 10 days to go before month end with a link. There are dashboards for all sorts of different company information, like weekdone.com or HubSpot. To use a results-driven way of working, communicate the company's goals to get everyone moving in the same direction, build good relationships, and make anyone on the team who might feel lost part of the team. Motivate all employees to achieve a lot and feel responsible for the work they do. Make communication more open so that everyone feels that they are collaborating as part of a team. Set goals to push people to achieve, succeed, and continue learning. Collect feedback and use it to improve processes and organizational culture. Goal setting. An aligned team is one that is trying to achieve the same thing, understands its goals, and has people who know how to use their abilities for the good of the team. Team alignment becomes even more important when you work remotely or as a hybrid. As a manager, how do you know that each person is aligned and understands what success is for their team? Look at past goals when choosing new goals. Were the goals good enough? What was done well? What was learned from any problems? It must be possible to measure results in numbers. Check that the team can achieve them without working too hard. Make your team own and be responsible for their work. Discuss the new goals in video calls, first with each person and then in a team meeting. You must communicate what you want so that it is clear to all. Check and share progress towards the goal. Break the goal into different steps to be achieved. Learn about each person's abilities and how they are improving so that you can help them achieve their best work. Accountability. Accountability is the responsibility of each person to complete the task they have been given. To make this work in a remote setting, there must be clear reporting structures, goals and meetings, video calls and screen sharing for close collaboration. The most important thing is that there is a person accountable for each task or project. If you want a remote team to work at its best, people must trust each other, and accountability helps with this. Recharge, the remote first company with over 250 employees working in different time zones, asks people to tick the projects they are accountable for on a task list. These task lists are linked to a time. Without this, there would be no responsibility for completing them on time. Constructive accountability. Managers can use constructive accountability to develop the abilities of the team by moving accountability into everyday work. According to J.G. Zeeling, constructive accountability is a conversation that creates a working relationship while doing the work and creates group responsibility for each result. For this to work, it is important for managers to think carefully about who should be in team sessions, and at times they should let the team manage itself. Managers should ask their teams to discuss and share their ideas on what could be done better. This leads to collaborative accountability and means that the team continues to work together better. Ownership. There must be someone who explains what has to be decided, decision maker, and someone who will drive the research and decision process, owner. You need to check that everybody working with the team, inside or outside the company, knows who the decision maker and owner are. If projects are collaborative, each part of the project must have an owner responsible for the work and for correct information. Ownership motivates the people in a team to think and find ways forward. Managers should not be giving all the answers and directions because this stops people from being independent. This is not good in remote teams as the goal is to limit the need for communication. The idea of extreme ownership can be used in a remote working system. Every person in the team has to own one area of the business or project. For new people on the team, taking ownership does not mean they are on their own from the first day. They will need help and time to learn the process. The culture of ownership leads to better and faster decision making. Measuring performance and tracking progress. Managing performance plans well can bring down costs, increase productivity, and give teams a well-balanced and healthy environment to work in. Managers should always measure performance in the same way, and most importantly, give feedback about it to their teams. The way you measure performance changes a little when teams are remote, and it is very important to create the tools early so that the culture of the company is open. In remote working, you cannot always see how someone is managing. In an office, this is a little easier, although it can sometimes be difficult to tell the difference between busy and productive, even when you are sitting next to someone. Objectives and key results, OKRs, and key performance indicators, KPIs. You can measure performance in numbers by using a system called Objectives and Key Results, OKRs, and having a clear link between business needs and goals, which in turn give you the key performance indicators, KPIs. Start by introducing the team's objectives, and then divide the team goals into goals for each person. The results must be discussed often, and the business goals may need to change sometimes with changes in the market. The team must be able to change direction quickly if necessary, as this and the ability to continue towards a goal are important to the success of a team. Kaizen or continuous improvement, CI. Kaizen or continuous improvement, CI, was introduced in Japan after the Second World War to help rebuild Japanese companies. CI is about trying to make things as good as they can be by making small changes all the time. One of the important things about CI is to measure and look at what has led to a problem using the 5Y system. You keep asking why until you get the answer to your problem. Performance management tools, There are many new performance management tools. Some are automated or have a cost. Others need planning, time and work before they can be used by your teams. You must introduce any tool that you use to the whole team by explaining what it does and what it should achieve. The results collected must be discussed among the managers, and positive change must come out of it. Many companies start with the right idea, but fail to make positive use of the information. As you would in the office setting, try to give feedback in a positive way, discussing what went wrong and what can be learned from the experience. It may be necessary to record several actions and check that people do them. When there are problems, make notes about them and the actions agreed. Check that everybody knows their responsibilities and plan future meetings. This shows that you want the team to learn from the problem and that it will not end with no action taken. It is very important to get employees to trust you in remote settings because it is easy to misunderstand each other. You can do this by showing respect for your employees in your actions. For example, do not cancel meetings with your employees at the last minute. Do not instantly agree with the customer or a manager instead of your team. Try to be fair to the whole team.